The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Hello, Jen Su.
Hello, Jason Von Berg. A very good morning to you. Yes, we love it. CliffCentral.com, The Buzz. We're going to be entertaining you for the next hour. And we've got a full house. Yeah. Wow, it is jam-packed.
December, so we don't mess around.
No, we've got Celine Vandervaart, the master chef who's got a new book out. We've got Capso, the musician. We've got the Mayor Stars. We've got Jesse Clegg.
Shoo.
Who's just got his Unplugged coming out. And he did so an incredible show in Melrose Arch. He's also going to be on with us in just a bit. So we've got a jam-packed show.
Yep.
And we had a crazy weekend. My goodness.
Wow. How was the Sensui Summer Cup for you, Jen?
It was great. And I didn't come in last place in the race. And we raised 844,000 Rand for the SOS
round
Children's
applause,
Villages.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
Rounding or applausing for you.
And Jason Von Berg looked extremely handsome in his Dion Daniels suit.
Thank you,
Jen. You should have won Best Dress.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't even a contender.
Apparently, I wasn't a contender either. And they said that the prize was 26,000 Rand. I said, what?
Yep. And a weekend away. Which we could all deal with or do with right now.
But then somebody said, actually, I was nominated and I never went up on stage. I said, I had no idea. No one told me. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It was fun.
You know what? It was a great, great time. Actually, the weather was cool. It was overcast.
It was actually perfect.
It was perfect.
It was perfect because you guys, you're lucky because you can wear open shoes and you wear dresses that are, it's summery.
Yeah.
For us, we have to wear suits. And suits get hot.
I know. So actually, you weren't boiling, right?
No, I was perfect. I was happy, happy, happy. In fact, I actually gave the jacket to a friend later on who was a bit cold. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the race was a lot of fun because it wasn't too hot. And then what we decided to do actually was wait for everybody just before the finish line. And then we all held hands and we crossed together. So there was no actual one winner. And it was a lot of fun.
If there was one winner, and I'm sure he was dying to take it, it was Courtnell Skorsen from the Lions rugby team.
Yes.
He really, really wanted
it.
He was taking
so
it seriously.
Fast.
Eh? But did you see him stretching before?
No.
Yeah, he was taking that.
Yeah, but he's a Lions rugby player. I mean, I can't compete with a Lions rugby player. Hello. But I did well. There were about four or five girls behind me.
Tamron was one of them. You can catch an Ari show.
Exactly. So, hey, not bad. Not bad. Now, it was a lot of fun. And this year, we decided to wear red, which was
amazing. You really
shade
did.
A little bit darker than the pink. And yeah, we turned it up. It was fun.
Turn up.
And Nikita Camacho is in the house.
Sorry, I just ran a marathon just to get you.
I can see. Where have you been?
I'm sure it's at UFO. It's like affecting traffic everywhere.
I was there this morning, actually. I was sitting in traffic. Did you hear about that, Jen?
Mm-mm.
I'll show you some pictures. So basically, there was something happening on the corner of William Nicol and Sandton Drive. And it looked like a plane crash or a crash of some sorts. And I stopped there because I wanted to see what it was all about. And when on closer inspection, it looked like a UFO had literally landed. And you know, there's been all these stories about the UFOs landing in Cape Town and the green lights in Sandton. And I don't know. I had to leave early, so I don't know what happened after that. But people weren't getting arrested. I'm not going to lie.
So what was it? What happened?
Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting to see. I'm waiting for people to tweet me.
I've just been following it on Twitter. That's like some people like, oh no, it's a brand activation. This is disgusting. Or some people have like really mixed feelings. And some people don't even realize there's supposedly a UFO in Sandton. There's only one in Cape Town. So I was just like, okay, you know what? Each to their own. They're like, it's a film set as well.
It wasn't a film set.
So
I was like, no.
When I looked at it, I actually thought some truck like dropped its load or something, like from a demolished building or something like that. Because there was like some silver, looked like some, what do you call it? You know, like your aircon filters?
That's what
it looked like.
That's what it is. It was a big reveal for future life.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be something for World AIDS Day.
No, it was just trending just under World AIDS Day. So speaking of which, happy World AIDS Day. Hope you're wrapping up and taking care of yourselves this World AIDS Day.
Keeping it safe.
As you do.
Well, get tested.
Yeah,
I think it's
exactly.
Actually important. It is, especially in this country. Anyway, we've got Celine Vandervaart, the master chef. She's got a new book coming out. She's got a gorgeous new book. She's got some snacks, apparently, that she's prepared for us. So Jason did prep her properly.
Which you're eating outside of the studio.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We're not allowed to eat in the studio. I was wondering what happened to the snacks. I saw them outside in the green room. And I was wondering what happened to the snacks.
She's just here to tease them and talk about them. And then after the show, we will smash them in our faces.
Exactly.
Hello, Celine.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are
Welcome.
You?
Welcome.
Good. You can't come to a place without treats, not when it's your job. Don't just be rude.
And it's December as well.
I know. It's time to get fat. I mean, great looking beach bodies.
Fat like as in pH. pH.
Exactly.
PHT. PH80. Wow, Jason. Okay, brain hasn't quite connected to words. Anyway, so welcome to the studios. This isn't your first time to Cliff Central. You've been on Cliff
Central. It actually is.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen you guys around a lot and I know you quite well, but I've never been to studio. So it's really cool to be here. Thanks
for remember the last time we spoke on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, so now she's finally here with us.
I know, it's been
you,
a while.
Jen, you pull
but
in.
You also were with us before, some time ago.
Mm, it was a while. Mm, yeah.
And I've gone to watch you cook and everything.
I'm sorry.
No, it's been great. I love watching you. You're very engaging. You and Leandri.
Yeah.
The two of you.
It's so much fun when you're two, though, because you have someone to rip off or tease or play off against. And I think that everything's better in twos.
Indeed.
And especially since it's a journey that you took with her. So you're not alone and she understands all the different aspects of it. And it's not just like, you don't understand how my day went. It means I'm, you know, she's right there with you. It's nice to have that confidence.
Yeah, and it's your sister. So she knows all the good and the bad and the ugly anyway. So we were on the show, what we aired 9 months after we shot. So her and I walked around with a giant secret for 9 months.
Did your family members know?
Well, they had to watch her in the final. So they did know. The close family and the extended family kept trying to bribe us to know the answers, so it was awesome. We got so much free stuff.
I'm sure. Uh-huh. Sure.
That's how you should do it. You use it to your advantage and lap it up.
Exactly.
We are in case you don't know, we are talking about MasterChef South Africa, which was season 2.
Yep.
Sure.
That was
a while ago.
2 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah, so we came second and third, and since then Leandri started a coffee company called Roast Republic, and the point of the company is to fund education projects.
Wow.
So they give away 50% of their projects to fund education for underprivileged kids, and I've jumped like full steam into a lot of food media. I'd presented a show for a year, like we did all sorts of vibes, like private catering and wedding cakes and pastry, and the book is just like the cherry on top of all of that.
Yes, so tell us about the book. It's called Two.
It's called Indeed. Two, and the idea behind it is that we take a set of ingredients that we like or a classic dish. We do it in two ways. The first one is super easy, like easy to follow, great things to get hold of, make it every day. And the second one is a bit more playful, experimental, maybe throw in a couple of chemicals or interesting technique or two.
Because your sister is a scientist.
She's a scientist
by trade.
Yeah. But I didn't do all the easy recipes, Jason. Jeez. No, we really split it up quite a lot. Like when it comes to the kitchen, Leandri's actually quite the Martha Stewart, Jamie Oliver, rustic, let's just throw things in a pot. And I love experimenting and making like really crazy, silly things.
Okay.
So like the tasters I brought for you today, they're like a set Earl Grey tea panna cotta with coconut cream. Then there's a Earl Grey shortbread crumble on top of that. And then a milk and coconut foam. So it's like really playful and experimental. And
where do you get these ideas from? I mean, it's just, it amazes me because I would never, ever, ever think about combining those ingredients together.
I don't know. Like we grew up in a home where we always drank tea in the afternoons with my mom or with my aunt. So we just loved tea and I was like, let's make it look like a cup of tea, but it's not. And then you just like combine things together. Like, you know, when you taste a dish and you're like, something's missing.
Yeah.
That's me in almost every restaurant I eat in. So I'm just always dreaming up weird things to add together, and it's so much fun. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So we can have a little taster of that in a bit. 45 minutes and counting.
I'll leave it out.
I know, I'm hungry already. What are some of the craziest recipes you've got in that two book?
In this book? Well, we teach you how to home smoke. So there's a smoked carpaccio
and
that you
no
make yourself with.
That doesn't include cigarette smoking or vaping. Just to clear the air.
I actually know someone who tried smoking food with cigarettes once, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah.
So that was not good. But we teach you how to home smoke. We teach you how to make foams and gels and jellies, reverse fluid gels. Some caviar.
Yeah, it's that macro. What is it called? They call it macrobiology.
Molecular gastronomy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A
little bit
word.
Of a play on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Who thought chefs were silly and stupid, you know? No, so they're really experimental, cool things in here, like milk tarts, spring rolls. We did a breakdown on a prawn cocktail that has avo mousse and chorizo oils and crispy
popcorn.
That looks
amazing. And
all
I love the photos. They're so beautiful and vivid.
Yeah, we went for like a... almost like a taste magazine, really clean, dark, something new and different, we think.
But you guys are also very much involved in your brand as well, you know, like you...
Absolutely, I run my own brand.
Exactly, and you don't want to just, you know, form a partnership with someone for the sake of it. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, and you found the right publisher, and you made sure that it was on point, and within...
Absolutely, we waited for some, like we waited for Penguin Random House, they're the biggest publishers, and I think the best in the country, so I waited for them to come to us, and they really did push us with ideas and concepts and research and development. So we just felt like we wanted to put something out there. If our chef friends picked it up and looked at it, they wouldn't be like, oh no, another recipe for Malfa pudding. You know, we really wanted to put something different on the market, and I think we did do that, so it's fun.
And is there a local spin on it as well?
You know, absolutely, like we're so passionate about South Africa, and South African ingredients are the best, like rooibos teas, and we have a lot of Karoo lambs through here and different kinds of carpaccio and all sorts of things, like, and I just feel like it is a good representation of South African food, but in a new and different way.
Okay.
It's something we've always wanted to push, and we've been doing that since the show. Like, French is cool and contemporary Spanish is great, but South African, just that's home, and home tastes best, I think.
Because we were talking, producer Kat was actually saying the Semp.
Yeah.
And so that's included
there's
in there
even
as well.
Samp. It's samp with a bacon butter.
Oy.
And some chives. So Moorish. It's excellent.
Oy, that sounds positively delish.
So what's coming up for this holiday season and also for 2016?
So I just got married.
Mazel tov. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been 7 years, so it's about...
Really? Who's the lucky guy?
His name is Jay. He's wonderful. He's a producer, so I love him. He's got the best heart. But anyway, so obviously first holiday together, making up our own traditions. We put up our Christmas tree yesterday with a bottle of whiskey and saying all the things we're thankful for in the world. Like,
good.
And then we're just heading down to the beach, dive out some crayfish, eat them on the beach. At least wifey's got that all covered. You know?
And then he makes the bed as well, because he's apparently a keeper. He keeps the house clean.
Oh gosh, you can't tell people this. He does.
Well, he's yours.
He's so excellent. So I hate making the bed. He's always making the bed for me.
Cleans my kitchen.
Like, it's so bad. I feel so embarrassed because
But he seems like he's comfortable with that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he's so sexy.
Ooh. Bonus.
I think
what's great is doing everything
just leave
in
now?
Between.
That's good. I think I need to go home. Jokes.
Getting hot to bothered you.
No, shame. He's a sweetie.
And any more TV stuff that you're doing next year? You think you'll venture back into it?
There are things in the pipeline. But you know how it goes. You can't say anything until it's all signed, sealed and delivered.
Okay.
And there's a date on it. So let me rather say not for now.
Not for now, okay.
Not for December.
Okay, well, it's December, so you can stop working now. You can just have some fun and chill out, eat crayfish, have the Earl Grey. What do we call that again?
Earl Grey tea panna cotta.
Earl Grey tea panna cotta.
With a shortbread crumble and some milk.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Winning.
And maybe another cookbook.
Hopefully, yeah. I don't know what we'd call it, though, because we started with two, so do you, like, go three or one?
Well, if you start a family, it could be
three. Like Adele, you know?
five.
Well, you never know. You might have
no one else
year,
can pull an Adele.
If you have an extra, you could have. Then you can become three.
Whoa. You mean like a kid? Hopefully not anytime soon. I'm still too young for this, you know? Jeez.
We always say that. We're always too young.
Yeah.
We both got married this year, so I think we still want a bit of a break, right, Nikita?
Yeah, I know. And I was with him for 10 years, so I know how you feel.
Wow.
You know, we take it easy. It's fun. We're going to chill.
That's why we're on this side of the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Jace, I've been feeling nauseous the today, whole thing. So.
He's loving this. It's like, yeah, it's girls cool. Chat today.
waving at Periscope. Hi, everybody. Hello, hello. So, Celine.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's December. That's what's happening next year. And what keeps you busy during the day, just before we wrap up?
Like, so, mostly I'm a private chef. So, I cook for people in their homes or at their businesses for media launches and things. So, if you're launching a new product, that come in, develop recipes for you. We invite the media. We do like a 5-course tasting menu.
Okay.
I love that kind of stuff. Like... And then other than that, a lot of wedding stuff. People always ask me to make wedding cakes and pastry, and I dig that. So you get to watch someone cut cake on the happiest day of their life. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool. Awesome, man. Okay, well, it's been awesome having you in studio with us. I'm sorry we have to wrap it up. You can hang around. You can hang out with Capso, Jesse, the Mayor.
Those are cool people. I'll have to.
Okay. Definitely. Then Celine will hang out with us right here on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. But let's get to some music now, and then we'll bring Capso in to talk a little bit more about music and what's going on in silly season.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
You're listening to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. It's Tuesday, the 1st of December.
Woohoo! Can you believe it? We're into silly season big time now.
Oh my goodness, I'm just exhausted. I'm trying to put on a happy face, but I'm really tired. I'm not even going to lie.
I can see it. Like, you're like trying. Like, your eyes are like, yes, I'm happy. No, not really.
I'm really happy. This is my happy face. Slap me. Okay, cool.
Well, we're with Capso in studio.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. Welcome to The Buzz.
Thank you.
Awesome to have you.
Nice to be here.
You're looking all summery as well.
Yeah, it's hot outside today, huh?
Sure.
Wow.
Cooking.
It's like, what is it? 28?
Yeah, I think it's like 32 yeah, already.
It's crazy.
Yes. It's boiling, man.
It's getting hot out there.
Should have just come out naked.
you should, actually. Yeah, oh. That's how we're going to get lots
yeah.
of
things are heating up, eh?
Okay.
Things are getting hot in here.
I don't really know where to go to from there.
But everything you do is
Let's
hot.
Let's get naked. That should be like the new summer jam.
Well, speaking of summer jams, you're doing a collaboration with Grammy Award winning musician Wyclef Jean on a song called Five Stars. You're gonna
Five
tell us all
Star.
About that.
Yeah, Five. I mean, we recorded it like a while ago. And we, you know, still got to shoot a video for it. But I'm working on so many, like a bunch of music right now. So I got like 80 songs,
whoa,
I think, right now. We were listening back through some of this stuff the other day, and it's just ridiculous. So just picking the right ones is hard, though. For you
What
know?
Are some of the collaborations that you are focusing on now?
I got like, I got Wera Sun, who is a big artist from the DRC. Massive, just like a legend. I don't want to talk about all of them. It's a surprise.
Okay, so then when do we expect all of that music then?
We're going to probably put some stuff out like late January next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a clever time because
people
are... And
what about the video with Wyclef?
That too, like that's just also just keeping it, you know, we're gonna figure it out.
What happens with that? Do you go over to him? Does he come to South Africa? Does he sneak in and shoot the video, or do you meet in like a central place to shoot this video? How does that all work?
Well, I mean, Clef is so busy, so really we just have to check his schedule,
mm-hmm,
and see when he's got like a day free. If you know, so we plan it like ahead. So if he's in Europe, we could shoot it in France, or if he's in the States, we'll shoot it there. It's hard to shoot in New York right now, though. It's really expensive
and cold.
or you know,
Should
the best.
Shoot it here.
I would love it if he came here. Yeah, I'm trying to get him to come here.
It would be cool to have him back here because I remember interviewing him. When was it for? It was for some awards show. He was in South Africa, mm-hmm, and I remember it was at Melrose Arch.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who was filming for me, it was one of those awkward moments where that person just didn't know what they were doing. So the camera was so dark, you couldn't actually see his face.
Shame.
And I was like, hi, Wyclef. Could we maybe do this again? I didn't ask him directly because he wasn't obviously available.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we had to play around in the edit and make it look very creative. But I can understand. Like, it was a while ago. I can't remember. It might have been like 2009 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I mean, like, so there's a couple, you know, French artists that I'm working on, you know, with too. I spent a lot of time in Sweden now, in Stockholm, working with like a bunch of producers there. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm just keeping it really open, and I got a whole bunch of different influences coming in.
And tell us about that competition that you were in. Well, not competition. Yeah, it was the competition essentially.
Because I've been really busy with that as well.
And you won.
We created like a song contest, because I remember when my song, I think it was Dreams or Africa, one of those songs, when it came out, every time I was outside, people would ask me, like, kids would come up to me and say, hey, you know, we really love your song, but, you know, here's my demo. And I love your song, here's my demo. And like, it just kept on happening so much, and it was really pissing me off, actually. And I was like, but you know, like, you know, and it started happening so much that I figured, you know, there was a way to make some money off of it. Somehow we created this contest where people, you know, I just got the idea to create a contest where people could call in and record their song. Kind of like Idols, but except you could just do it over the phone, you know? And we ran it in South Africa. We had like hundreds of thousands of entries 2 years ago. And we just ran it again in 14 countries across Africa last year. And we had like 3.2 million entries, I think. Sure. And we're doing it again this year.
This year, as in 2016.
Yeah, like it's going to start again in January.
Okay.
And the kid who actually, he won the competition, he just came back from LA. He was working with Akon, who was the mentor, you know, so it's just, it's amazing. Mm. Yeah, okay. Really, really interesting.
And what's the Twitter handles and website address?
I think it's called, Trey Stars, Airtel Trace Music Star.
Okay.
You can check it out like that. Yeah.
And cool. So the mechanism for that, then, will that all be revealed on those social networks as well? Like, how do you actually, do you phone a specific number or?
Yeah, so there's a whole TV campaign around it that gives you all the information, you know, who, what, where, when, how to, you know, the mechanics and the prize and everything. And that just gets communicated. I think we're going to run it in South Africa as well, actually, a little bit later in the year. Around maybe March or April.
Okay.
So that'll be really exciting. And you just get all the information through TV, radio, you know, all the normal sort of above the line, like, you know, channels. And that's how it, you know, that's how it works.
So then how does the judging work? Are you a part of the, like, a judging panel, or how does the selection go through?
So, no, I'm not part of the judging panel. I kind of just have to make sure that, the lines works, you know, when you call in, yes. And it tells you whether, you know, it's just like just the entire sort of system, the back end, you know.
Your call is important to us.
No, but please, just making sure that, like, you know, to record your song, press 1. To listen to the prizes, press 2. You know, just making sure that that whole work, that and the guys that are like, you know, that put all that together for us are in India.
Okay.
So it's really interesting working remotely like that with you know, huge, you know, programming teams, but they just call in, they call the number and they follow the instructions, really
easy peasy. Yeah. So if you have a song there, then why not?
Exactly. And, you know, there clearly is a market for it if you were getting millions of people across the continent.
Yeah, it's great. We won an award for it at AfricaCom last week.
Oh, for the best
African, thank you, for the best African initiative. So it's great. It's just, I mean, because everybody, you know, has a phone, so the more things you can do with it, I guess, the better, you know, it's more fun.
Who knew you could create a song, you could become a presenter, you could take some of the most incredible photos.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
I keep thinking about that.
I love your
voice.
I love it. You have to enter.
You should do a collaboration.
I just love her talking voice.
But what it is that you should work with Drake. I think that's actually someone too.
Nah, I don't think Drake is like, how much is Drake now? Probably like $2 million for a feature, I think.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Maybe send him a demo.
Yeah, send him a demo. Well, yeah, send him some Hotline Bling. There you go.
Yeah.
And you're originally from the DRC.
Yeah. I was born in DRC and raised here in Gauteng. So I speak French. Salut les gens qui m'écoutent en France. Because some people told me, give them a shout out in France. Yeah. They're listening in.
From France? Are they listening in? Oh, good.
Bonjour. So,
like, bonjour, ça va?
Ça va.
Ça va bien, merci.
Merci.
Et toi?
Ça va bien.
Et tu, ou et
salut
toi?
Tracy, salut Elodie. What up?
Yeah.
My French is not so good at the moment.
Me neither.
Je suis désolé, mon ami.
So I was born in the DRC and I was raised here in Gauteng. And then I lived in the UK for a little bit, like 4 or 5 years, and I came back here.
Because that's what I'm picking up with your story or with what you're talking about today. You do a lot of traveling. There's a lot of travel on your plate.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I hate traveling. It's so bad. I could never travel the world and see different parts of it. It's so horrible. How do you cope?
Yeah, you know that he wants to be in your suitcase.
You know, it's so funny though, but like after a while, it loses its, it's just like, it's great. Go out there and travel and, you know, check stuff out. But sometimes, because it takes a lot of time.
It does, yes.
You know? And like, yes. You're like, your week is gone. Exhausting. You know, as soon as you're doing like across a couple concerts, you just want to sit in your bed and watch some series. You know what I mean?
I do. I hear you.
But yeah, it's fun. It's great to see. But it's also, it's not like I'm on holiday. It's like airport, hotel. So it's a little bit different, you know? But it's fun though. You get to see different things.
And South Africa is home. You happy here? Or would you want to move somewhere else?
Yeah, I want to go live in the south of Spain.
That's
where I want to buy
a villa.
Not a
house, just a villa.
A villa, yeah. Yes.
That's what's up. That's what
That's what you're working towards.
Yeah.
So January is when the new music will come out.
January, you got some new music, some crazy music videos will come out with that. It'll be really exciting.
If you need some video hose, we're all around.
Okay, I got you.
Hose? No, you're speaking about yourself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Jay.
Feel the love.
That's one way to get you guys laughing and awake. Just checking you're all awake here. So,
how do we contact you on social media?
Capsule World. At Capsule World.
That's CAPSO.
CAPSO World. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter.
Very cool. All right, well, Capso, it's been awesome having you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's been dope to come out here.
Merci.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Merci
beaucoup. What's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in French?
Joyeux Noël. Et bonne année.
Yeah.
Wow. She's good at this.
She's good at this. All those French boyfriends, you know.
We're just going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Capso.
Thank you.
Thank you, Capso. Cool,
Peter Turin presents the glorious musical comedy Singing in the Rain. Direct from a sellout London West End season, this 5-star production will leave you with a song in your heart and a smile on your face, with spectacular dancing and raining live on stage. Singing in the Rain showers you with everything you could wish for in a hit musical. At Monte Cassino from January 15 until March 13. Singing in the Rain. Book now.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to CliffCentral.com, The Buzz with Jason Von Berg, Nikita Camacho, and myself, Jen Su. And we are joined by Jesse Clegg, the one and only, right here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio with us. I know you have such a hectic schedule.
That's all good.
This is the season.
Yeah,
we're
it is indeed.
Rocking into December, officially.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy month.
You played an amazing acoustic set at Melrose Arch.
Yeah.
Just over the weekend. How was all of that?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, it's always fun to be able to play the sort of acoustic shows because it kind of brings us back to the songwriting, you know. There's no production or band or anything. It's just guitar and voice, and it's just very, it's very much just about the storytelling and the songs and why the songs are written. And, you know, you really get a sense of what it's all about, I guess.
That was at the venue.
Yes.
Because I've seen you perform at the venue before. No, it wasn't the venue, but I've seen you do a lot of acoustic stuff before. Mm. And it was really... Do you love that part of it, the acoustic side
of
it? Or live performance
in general? I mean, you know, as a songwriter, you know, when you start writing a song, you are sitting with a guitar and you singing and you trying to find a melody and chords and stuff. So all the songs that I've written start that way. And then we go into studio and we produce them. But so it's almost like bringing the songs back to the initial thought and the initial kind of spark that where the song started and came from, which is great. You know, it really kind of opens the music up to hear the lyrics and to hear the melodies and to really engage with it in a different way, I guess.
Especially with all of your commercial success, you know, you can sometimes get lost in all of the production, and it's so nice to just pull back, bring it back to those raw roots.
Yeah, and know? I think, you know, with when you're releasing an album, you know, you're thinking about radio, you're thinking about all the things that a song can get used for, and you know, you have to produce it and make it and present it in a particular way. Whereas in the live show, there's none of those limitations exist. You can really do what you want to do, and you can do a very simple presentation, or you can expand on some of the ideas. So there's a lot more leeway, and yeah, you can get very creative with it, which is great.
And you've been working on a new album.
Yeah. I've been working in Potchefstroom, funny enough.
Potch? Why Potch?
So, because let's talk about this. Last time we interviewed you, you were doing the album in Toronto.
Yeah.
And you'd moved there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were doing the album there. So that was like, wow, Jesse's going overseas and he's working in Toronto. You know, this is amazing. Now he's in Potch and he's getting inspiration from Potch. So it's, I think it's good
well,
work,
you
Potch.
You got to move around. No, I think... you know, the last album I did was, I lived in Toronto for 6 months and I did the full thing there. And it was a very cool experience. But I felt like because we were so pressed for time, there was not enough, there just wasn't enough leeway to really push our own boundaries and to try and do something extra with the songs. Whereas with this, you know, we're in Potch, we have a lot of free rein. It's been a very creative process. There's been, you know, I've almost done away with, you know, working on guitar now. I'm trying new instruments and new production ideas.
What kind of instruments are you trying out?
Doing a lot of piano writing now at the moment.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, we've done a lot of electronic stuff, synths and electronic drums. And, you know, when you're in Toronto, you know, you're sitting with, you know, you're watching the clock because it's you're paying in dollars. So you have no time to actually... get it done. You just have to finish as quickly as possible. Whereas with this, it's been a very creative process, and we've taken our time. You know, it's been months and months that we've been working on it. So I really felt like doing it here again for the first time in a couple of years would just kind of open me up to being able to really explore and create without any limitations, which is, I really think it has. It's been fantastic.
Is this your fourth album coming?
Well, it's my third studio album, but it's my fourth album release because we've done it live and unplugged album, which we released last year.
So you're still promoting that, obviously, and then putting out the new single now as well.
Yeah, so the single's just come out, Use Me, and it's had an amazing response. I mean, we've been blown away by how well it's done, and the next single should be coming out in the next sort of couple of weeks.
Okay.
Then the unplugged album, we did that last year, and that's been doing really well as well. So, you know, you kind of have to have lots of little balls in the court and just see what people respond to, I guess.
And how has digital helped you in terms of, you know, like putting out a CD in like a Musica or a CD-ware or whatever those shops are called? I don't even know if they exist anymore.
Yeah.
But now it's like iTunes. It's all about iTunes. And you can see that instant gratification of you know, people buying your single, getting straight onto the charts, maybe even charting at number one.
Yeah.
How has it helped
you?
Well,
it's been interesting because, you know, the last time I released my second album, iTunes was not as mainstream as it is now. In fact, album sales were still the sort of main thrust of what an album was about. And now it's been a total sort of learning curve for us because we've had to adapt to the iTunes model and all that stuff. And to be honest, man, it's been, I think we've had a very good response. I mean, we debuted in the top 10 and this is the first time we've released something on iTunes, you know, so it's like totally unexpected. And, I think, you know, it's really great to be able to see in real time how people are responding to the song, and you're watching it move up and down the charts in real time, and, you know, you can really get a sense of the lifespan of a single and where you're sitting and how people are responding to it, which can be either good news or bad news, I guess. I mean, it can be heartbreaking, I imagine. But for us, you know, the first single, it's been very good. Obviously, it's not as lucrative as album sales, nowhere near. So, you know, you have to find clever ways of making it work for you. And I think that the way that people do it now is the album is actually just a promotional tool for live shows.
Yeah.
You know, so you release the songs.
But isn't it the touring where you really make the most money?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you release the music and people hear about you through the internet and through iTunes. And then, you know, hopefully they come to your shows. So it's almost like an indirect advert for come to the live show, because if you want to see what we're really about.
And what's your tour schedule like?
Oh man, it's crazy crazy. We've got, I think, 22 shows in the next 4 weeks.
Whoa.
That's insane.
All over the country.
All over. We start in PE on Saturday, and then we go to, I don't even know, then we Eastern Coast for the first week, and then we go to Cape Town, and we're doing Plett and Knysna, the whole garden route. It's literally, we're on tour from Friday until beginning of January, basically.
Hmm. Christmas bonus, eh?
Sheesh, man. Yeah, gotta pay for that album.
Potch is expensive these days. Yeah.
Although while you were in Potch, your dad was in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, exactly.
He was getting an OBE.
Yes,
the Order
he was,
of the British
indeed.
Empire.
It was an amazing moment for the whole family, I guess. You know, it's 30 years in the making, and it's I think very deserved. And he was very excited about it. You know, he gets awards quite often, but I think this was a really special one, and yeah, you know, it's an amazing validation. I don't want to speak for him, but I think, I mean, I was excited.
Yeah. Are you guys going to have a little belated celebration when he gets home, or
He's actually gotten home, man.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, we went for dinner and we were like, how's the prince?
And did he meet Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
how was Lizzie?
Yeah, take some selfies,
Lizzie,
with the
good,
queen.
Yeah.
Selfies with the queen.
Yeah, exactly. So it was amazing. I mean, it was very special.
It's awesome. Not something that everybody can brag about. So that's why, also, like you said, it's a highest, well, perhaps one of the highest accolades you can get.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I'll definitely brag about it.
Yeah,
I think I wear it every day. I'll be like, did you see this? Did you see that? Like, good night, and tell everyone.
Amazing stuff. Jesse Clegg, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz, Cliff
thank
Central.
You.
And we're going to play your song right now, Use Me.
Yes,
you introduce
this is
it?
The first single of the upcoming new album, which is untitled right now, but coming out in February. So this is the first one, and the next single's coming out soon.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
It's The Buzz on cliffcentral.com with Jesse Clegg's brand new single. It's called Use Me, and I think it's a great song. I think we're going to hear some really great music from him in 2016, and I look forward to it because
me too.
He's a great artist.
22 shows in the next 4 weeks.
Hey.
That is insane.
How's your city season going?
Yeah, I was like, don't complain about yours.
Yeah, that's everything. And you know how much performing takes out of you? That's crazy.
I know. I mean, I'm just performing once a week is so big for me.
It is. I mean, for anybody, that's a lot of shows.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, well, we wish him the best of luck, and I'm sure he'll be back to talk a little bit more about the album in 2016. So that's cool.
Yes.
Okay, so we're moving on to our next segment. I'm very excited about this, Thuli.
Hello.
From the mayor. Welcome to it. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you? Thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. So how's your silly season going?
It literally just started. We just wrapped a week ago, so I'm just literally getting myself back, getting my life back, and just getting into the groove of things.
Oh, so that was quick then?
Yeah.
To film it?
Yeah, 4 weeks, 13 episodes.
Sure, that's
rough.
Well, was it?
Rough.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the show then, if people haven't seen it yet.
Basically, The Mayor is a satirical, a political satire. So it's basically a comedy that speaks about the pertinent issues that are happening in our country currently.
Oh.
So we
Perfect.
Touch on everything. And if you know, De Printer Films are responsible for LNN, Late Night News
yes.
with Luiso, and they also, so that they go there with Kagiso as a comedian. So we're just poking fun at what's currently happening in the presidency, what's currently happening in parliament, what's currently happening in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, and we have different characters that symbolize different figures in our political system, and obviously we do that through the use of comedy, so it just makes it a little lighter.
Are
in terms
you the
of
mayor?
Approach. No, I am his confidant. I basically am the personal assistant, and I manage his life both personally and professionally.
And who's the mayor?
And the mayor is played by Lucky Lekgodi, who is the mayor. And when you watch the show, you'll actually believe every bit of it that he is the mayor. He just basically embodies the mayor.
But behind every mayor is a very strong personal assistant or confident to,
or a fixer.
You know,
or
like
fixer.
Yeah, you're
a
writing team.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, I'm the Olivia.
Are you Olivia?
Yeah, Olivia Pope.
Yes.
You always want to be the Pope. Mm.
Yes, always.
But you're the funny Olivia.
Yes, very funny. We're all very funny.
So What's that like on set? Because, you know, you're filming 13 episodes in 4 weeks. It's intense. Mm-hmm. It's really full on. And, you know, I'm sure you all make fun of one another when, and you got to try and keep a straight face at the best of times as well.
Hey? Yeah, we were corpsing throughout. Corpsing is a drama term where you laugh in the scene. It's called corpsing when you corpse.
Are you corpsing now?
No.
Please don't die on us.
So yeah, we're constantly laughing. It's a constant ball. It's hilarious, you know. And everyone is really funny without really trying to be funny. And it's even it's crazier when you're being directed by a stand-up comedian, Kagiso Lidiga, who's just saying, you know, he's always telling us, like, know your stakes, know what your mission and your motive is, and then just stay true to that. And that's where the funny comes out. But the minute you try to be funny, then it kind of loses everything.
Yeah. So working on this then, has it been a good experience for you? Really one of your highlights personally, or... You know, tell us about the experience so far.
It's been a great experience because we were working with our peers and with comedians. So we have a lot of guest appearances from different stand-up comedians. We have Jason Goliath, we have Luis Ogola. It's crazy. And Ndosh Matlingozi plays the 40-year-old son to the mayor who does not want to move out of the house. And he basically walks around with a gold chain on his neck with the lock, and he basically so he says, if you do things through me, he basically holds the lock to the city of gold. You know, very much like the sons of you know who.
Ooh, we will not and mention. When does the show start on air?
It started on the 20th of November, 7 o'clock on Mzansi Magic.
And how's the response been so far? Good?
Well, last week was the second episode, so it's growing. It's new.
Yeah.
And it's intelligent comedy. It's not slapstick and, you know, not to jab at all the other comedy shows that are happening on the other broadcast channel, but it's just something different. So it's gonna take time for people to
embrace,
but it's well written, well shot, and got a great cast, so I'm hoping people will like it.
I think it's really, really cool because we've got such unbelievable talent when it comes to comedy, you know, not
we
only
have
just
such
stand-up,
rich content, but, you yeah, know, with all exactly. the stuff that happens in parliament and in government.
I was going to say, it's not like pretty much write your script for you yeah. sometimes.
It's never a dull moment.
We should find you. I'm going to look on my phone for a figure and we should test how well you can read that figure.
Okay.
100 million thousand.
Oh, you're taking it there.
I'm taking it there. So you can talk while I find that figure let's see how Tuli gets on with it.
And what do you think about like Trevor Noah now making it big in the States?
It's a big deal for every comedian, for everyone aspiring to just make it, and on a global scale. And I think it also puts South Africa on the map, and I think it's a good look. I mean, I would have never in a million years ever thought that he would take over from
John Stewart on the Daily Show,
know,
right?
And a lot of people were asking themselves why wasn't it given to a American or like a Kevin Hart, you know what I mean, or someone right. that is like, you know,
local.
Local, but he's marketable, I say, and I think it's a
great
good thing.
It's paved the way for South African comedians as well.
It's going to take a while for, I think, you know, for the ratings to kind of stabilize and for those people to kind of, or the Americans to embrace him. I think he is pulling in a younger demographic. Not to hold them is going to be an interesting challenge for him. And also, you know, the John Stewart audience is also quite an older demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have dropped off for a bit, but I think they'll slowly but surely start trickling back in when he's comfortable, Comedy Central is comfortable, and they've made this massive investment in him.
Sure.
So they need to make sure that it works, you know, and that's going to be a very interesting one. But yes, it has paved the way for South African comedy. Do you do comedy, stand-up comedy?
No, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm classically trained, but okay. I find myself doing a lot of comedy. I'm as an actress. I did City Sessler.
Yeah.
I'm on SABC 1 and I won a SAFTA for that, for Best Actress in a Comedy.
Awesome.
And now I'm doing The Mayor, which is also political satire. It's a comedy. So I'm a dramatic performer.
So would you go into, you know, because Mzansi Magic is commissioning left, right and center. Would you do The Road? Would you do Isibaya? Would you do a new drama that they've probably got in the lineup?
Well, I'm currently doing The Road, but it's a bit part.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't like long format. Okay. I don't like belonging to a show or a station.
Okay.
I just like to be a brand slut. You know, a little bit of this and that, because you remain complacent as an actress, and then like you stop working, and by work I mean like actually reading your lines and doing a bit of background on your character,
because you just walk in. Yeah. You know, yeah. It keeps you doing all kinds of things, I think, which is awesome. Mm.
I guess what's also important to note is that, you know, you're not an Idols, you know, like for instance, when you're on Idols, you're always an idol.
Right. Well,
or, you know,
you
like it's Jason from the Idols
thing.
Or it's Tuli from the Mayor. You yes. know, that's what so you're saying. Not, so yeah, it's kind not, of like you are Tuli the actress, not Tuli from the road.
No, I'm Tuli the brand slut.
There you go. She's building your personal
just,
brand.
Just love it. Yeah, just effing with everyone. Hey.
Okay, well, it's been awesome having you with us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I think you
me.
Should come back and hang with us some more.
I'd love
Do
to.
Do some more comedy.
I'd love to.
And more Olivia Pope-ness.
I think she needs a white hat as well.
A white hat, yeah. Yes. More
Maybe
Olivia
Pope-ness. We should contact Shonda Rhimes to say we need like a comedic one.
Shonda.
Yeah, Shonda.
And how do we follow you on social media?
I'm on Instagram, Tuli_Tabete. And that's it. I don't Facebook. I don't tweet.
Why is that?
Twitter is interesting. It's very hate. Interesting.
Do you,
yeah.
Do you, a lot of hate. Do you watch Twitter though? Like, do you see what's going on?
I don't log in or. But I know I have friends that do, and they okay. often show me. But I just remember someone posting something, and it was like, you know, a typo. Like just one spelling mistake, and they were on her. I was like, jeez, these people are like just ready, like just
yeah,
waiting.
They're vultures.
Come, yeah,
a lot
so
of
I'm
them.
Like, I don't need that kind of energy.
Yeah, you're safer with pics, actually.
Yeah, you might land up on the juice if you have a typo. It's true. I mean, let's be
Big
honest.
Thing.
Like Bonang's Instagram picture of her Mercedes Benz has now caused a whole big drama of who owns it and not. Oh, you don't even know.
Wow, like you are on the Twitter.
Yeah. No, that's Twitter. All over
wow.
Twitter.
Those trolls, they're all
yeah,
over.
And then Malusi Gagava there having his own home affairs. That was in yesterday's Twitter feed.
Wow, that should be incorporated in the mail.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
I think some good
content
for you.
Julie, it's been awesome having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will see you very, very soon. And we will see you very, very soon as well. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, between 11 and 12.
That's right. Stay tuned for The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg and the gang. And of course, you are on The Buzz, cliffcentral.com. We'll check you out next week.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.